a little bitchy in this episode. Now, slowly become aware that a lot of men in their 30s do actually dig older women. It's usually the other way around for men my age. The younger, the better. But no, I'm not going to generalize. As for me, suddenly anyone born in the 70s has started seeming haggard, old, outdated, seriously lacking in excitement sometimes, like I'm being forced to stand still. This is not to say that some of the millennials aren't sometimes dull as dishwater or not looking for anything substantial. A handful of the ones I meet are looking for more. It may not necessarily mean marriage, but it isn't hookups either. Why with an older woman? No drama, some of them told me. Experience, said others. I also heard low maintenance, non-clingy, older women know the score, etc., etc. You get the picture. Guys say they like the fact that older women are more independent. This last often means that besides being financially stable and self-sufficient, most single older women also have places of their own. Now, that's what the married ones do too. In that case, it just means altered hookup times when the husbands and kids are out. At least that's what some of the men told me. Many of them had no compunctions, unlike me, hooking up or even beginning a serious relationship with a married partner. Sometimes it was the easier or better option, they told me, because there are definitely no expectations of marriage involved there. I feel a lot of it often boils down to free will, to opportunity, and of course, location, location, location. Until it gets messy. And messy it does get, I believe, more often than not. Now let me get back to that irritating thing about many single Indian men of various ages and socioeconomic backgrounds. They don't have places of their own. Most of them, till they get married and after they leave those marriages, continue to live with their parents. Or at the very least, a single parent. I think that also has to do with the way Indian parents are hardwired. They take care of their kids for as long as they can and then wait for the maturation of a long fixed deposit investment. Other expenditures on education, recreation, marriage, and grandkids that add up to the satisfied claim of their children being well settled. Grandkids are perhaps thrown in like a full-term bonus. If I sound harsh, it's only because it's the reality for many. I love my parents to bits and would like to think that I respect that same fact about others. In any case, to each their own. It's become a mantra of sorts for me, for tolerance. Sometimes it's hard for me to keep track of people I'm exchanging numbers and life information with, especially as we are all weaving in and out of conversations that often pick up after one person is at a loose end or at a losing end with someone else. On the various apps or on Instagram, Telegram, WhatsApp. So I started following the same principle that I used while saving contact numbers of those in my business network. I added a couple of lines on something memorable or interesting or initially attractive about a particular person. Besides their age, height, that's important, what app I met them on, and a few extra details like mild foot fetish, looking for a hookup only, twice married, vaguely separated, into extreme sports, etc., etc. And sometimes I would save a picture each from the app, for visual cues are, of course, always the best. And then I continued to search, sweep, and swipe, swipe, swipe. Left, right, left. Left, right, left. But I guess it's not the app's fault when you have everyone looking for something out there. Some specific, others anything at all to break the monotony of their lives. I received over 400 matches on OkCupid in a few hours when I joined it and got tagged as an A-list member for no fault of my own. Tinder, on the other hand, brought about 7,000 likes over 3 or 4 days during the lockdown. I was stunned, overwhelmed, Honestly, I had no clue what to do with it. I've heard the most outlandish tales as well, not just of horror and heartbreak, but of the strangest people and their weirdest fantasies. Those have been my favorite stories, especially on first dates or a first phone conversation with someone. This is also because one of the things that men love to ask about is your wildest fantasy. The question comes up in so many ways. Sometimes it's right in your face at the start of a conversation, an icebreaker even. Otherwise, it comes up in different ways. But turn up it does, at least 90% of the time. You play games, truth or dare, 20 questions, or something someone termed as this or that. Beaches or mountains, beer or wine, harmless enough, right? Soon it's red lingerie or black, spooning or face to face, till it gets very specific and very explicit. You get the drift. And if you don't play, you do so only at the risk of being severely judged as a wuss or a prude, or worse, old. I played a few times, pretending every time that I hadn't done this before. It was more fun that way. Disarm your opponent with feigned ignorance. It often got pretty interesting even, or laugh out loud, entertaining, and helped me learn a lot about the person I was talking to. I must also confess to truly enjoying some of these encounters. A lot of guys love telling me stories from previous dating experiences or hookups, especially the really twisted ones. This podcast season was actually born out of that very curiosity to hear and discreetly share some of those stories. It was fueled by my friends' complete disbelief at what the dating scene in India had become while they were building their marriages, adjusting their careers, and bringing up children. The voyeurism or vicarious pleasures they spoke of when listening to my stories prompted my very own. I started asking people to share their zaniest tales with me. Who was the strangest person they'd met? Which date had the wildest imagination or fantasy? What shocked them? What didn't? And all the stories I heard. If I was the kind to be shocked easily or even at all, my ears would have burned down to ash. But I must admit that nothing shocks me anymore. What happens between two people with the consent of both is their business. No questions asked, no judgment, no limits or boundaries. I feel if this is something that we can understand, we'd be much more tolerant about the different kinds of love that exist out there.